Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. Hey, thank you very much for braving the snow and the cold today to join us on the dial. Tonight on Midwest Beat, we've got a special guest. We've got Jerrica Paliga. She is out of Northwest Indiana. She's got a lot of stuff going on, and she's brought a couple of her bandmates with. We're going to play some music live. We're going to play some stuff out of the studio and talk about her career. She's a great little country singer out of Northwest Indiana, and she's got a great future. And we're going to find out more about her and hear her music in just a few minutes. So stay with us. And welcome to Midwest Beat. It's Tuesday night. Where else is there to be? Except on the dial at 89.1 FM. Dan Clark in his position as always.
Ready to go, Tom.
Did you bring your cowboy boots?
Oh, I'm wearing them right now.
I thought you
did. Glad I did today, too.
Because tonight is country. That's what we're featuring. This show is all about music and the people who make it. Every genre, every style. And tonight we got our boots on. We've got Jerrica Paliga. She is out of Northwest Indiana. She's got a lot of stuff going on, and she's brought a couple of her bandmates with. We're going to play some music live. We're going to play some stuff out of the studio. We're going to talk about a Nashville trip. We're going to talk about all this fun stuff that she's been doing. And that's right, she's right out of Northwest Indiana. You're going to get to know her tonight and hear her music here on Midwest Beat. In fact, why don't we let the music do the talking, and let's take it home with Jerrica.
Every day I pray, someone like you come my way. Light up my world like fireflies dancing in the night sky. I don't know what you did, but you did, and I can't ever let you go. Just like that, I feel the same, I'm falling in love. Just like that, I forgive a planet I'm even on. Don't you feel like, oh, 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 oh. Just like, oh, 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 oh. I'm guard my heart, so I built my walls and died. Then you came along and reminded me why. What it's like to be so true. I'm never gonna find another like you. I don't know what you did, but you did, and I can't ever let you go. Just like that, I feel the same, I'm falling in love. Just like that, I forgive a planet I'm leaving on. Don't you feel like, oh, 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 just like, oh, 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 oh. No matter where we are, no matter where we go,
good stuff. That is home, Jerrica Paliga, and she's out of Chesterton, Indiana, and that's just one of many songs that they have put together in what I expect is your forthcoming debut album. Is that right, Jerrica?
Yes, it'll technically be the first album. I recorded a couple songs, but we're almost done with it, so But we keep writing. It just, everything doesn't stop. It just keeps coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we got a new song, and then we're like, oh, you know, let's record this one. And
now, what are we going to take off to fit that one in?
Yeah.
What's the target date? What's the game plan, the schedule, as far as the album at this point?
Well, we, like I said, we just keep writing new songs. We're just trying to get them out there. And if, when we write a new one, we just put out there kind of right away, too, like we did with Home and the next song, Addicted, just so everyone can kind of get a feel of what we're doing. Because people ask me all the time, like, when's it coming out? Or I want to hear this or your album. And it's so hard to say, you know, we don't have a specific date or anything, but we are working really hard. So we're kind of just want to get it out there and get it known to everybody so we can start playing some bigger shows and kind of...
That seems to be the business model these days. Back in my day, we put albums out. Now you guys are putting them online and teasing people and they're buying singles. And then maybe at the end of it all, you gather them all up and put out an album. Is that kind of what you're looking at doing?
I think that's what we're planning on doing here.
So you're getting it out there right away. As you make one, you put it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, good stuff. Now, you're from Northwest Indiana, Chesterton, correct?
Yes, Chesterton.
Not the place you would normally think of a hub of music entertainment. How did you fall into music?
I mean, I grew up listening to country, and I've always loved country, and I kind of struggled finding my voice for a while when it came to singing and songwriting. And I was like, what would I really want to do? Kind of what's calling me? And my voice kind of sounds more of like a pop kind of, but I just really want to be country. I wish I had that southern accent. But when I started writing, country just came so easy, like a pop country kind of.
A Taylor Swift kind of thing?
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess, where I'm at. Whatever comes out, comes out.
Okay.
But I mean, that's kind of truly what I love. And then I went to Nashville and I was like, I definitely fit in here with everything, everyone. I'm so drawn to country music. And so when I started singing and songwriting, everyone's like, really? To Chesterton? You think, you know, Chicago or something, maybe rap music.
Right. You don't look like a rapper.
No, definitely not.
Now, you had told me before that you started playing guitar about 14 or 15 years old. What drew you to first start playing guitar? And when did you know that music was going to be something special in your life? Maybe not a profession, but something that you wanted to pursue.
Well, I was always played sports. I was always really good at sports. And then I got injured, so I kind of wanted to do something. And my dad, and I'm like, why not guitar, you know, and piano? I played piano. I had lessons when I was about 10 years old, but then I quit those, and I was so drawn to the sound of the guitar. So I got lessons from, his name was Mike Brugulari, and he was in the old band's Herman Hermits.
Yeah, I know Mike. He's been here before.
He taught me how to play guitar, and he kind of introduced me into the music world. And he was like, you have so much potential at 14 or 15. He said, let's keep developing your voice, keep doing all this. And then a couple years later, I found out I could write, and he was a huge influence on me just because he helped me. He would have me come play shows with him and kind of just really...
Just you and a guitar?
Like just me and the guitar, yeah. And then I loved performing so much, and I loved writing and sharing my stories. And I did a talent show once, and it was the first time ever playing a song that I wrote. And it was a really personal song, and everyone came up to me, and they were just like, oh, I was crying the whole song. That was amazing. I want to hear more. I'm like, that's the only one I really got right now.
Well, what inspired that song? What was it about?
That song was called Believe, and it was kind of just about believing in yourself. I guess in high school, I was going through a tough year, and I just kind of wrote that because I felt like I was hit rock bottom in high school, you know. And it was just really about believing in yourself, and it was something everyone could relate to. And I loved that people could relate to my personal experiences. So that's what I like to do about writing music. I love when people say, I love that song, it fits my relationship perfectly, or this perfectly, and it's like the best feeling in the world.
Now, do you still play that one in your shows?
I do not, actually. I haven't really played it since. You know, it was my first song I ever really wrote, so it was kind of amateur. I've been thinking about tweaking it up, though.
Well, you've got a good band with you now. Maybe you take the root song and you see what you can flesh it out.
I do. That would be fun. I definitely been meaning to do that.
We've got Joey Mirabali in here as well with his guitar in hand. And Joey, you were brought in to work with Jerrica on a songwriting end. And, of course, you've had considerable success as a songwriter over the years. You and I go back to the Joker days. And
yes, we do.
What was the blues band?
The blues band.
The blues band. Remember you guys had an album tapes back, whatever we did back
Floor
in the,
13?
Floor 13. It was kind of bluesy rock.
That was good stuff.
That was good stuff. And your microphone is being a little difficult.
Let's see
there.
If we could fix that.
There we go. Hello.
There we are.
Ah, thank you.
A little technical difficulty with the microphone. So, Joey, from a songwriting perspective, you've been writing for a couple of decades now, that I know of anyway.
Yep.
How did you come to work with Jerrica? And as a songwriter, how do you guys meld?
Well, I got the call last February from Gary and Chucky at G4. They said, we have someone here who has some song ideas and she needs some help with them. So I immediately responded and showed up, and there she was sitting on the couch with her guitar and a couple song ideas. So we started working together, and it's been working out okay so far.
This is the first time I know of you doing country. Is it true, or I mean, did you do it before that?
It's
maybe
a blurred line nowadays. You know, it's, you know, you say country and it, I mean, you listen to country now, and it's almost like listening to a rock album. So the guitars are massive and heavy and things like that. So it's, you know, it's music. It's music, whatever we label it. But right now, it's just music.
Jerrica was talking about that you guys are doing a lot of songwriting. How many songs do you guys think you have together right now? If someone came by and said, here's $1 million, put an album out right now, how many songs do you think you got ready?
Double live.
Because Dan might do that tonight.
Double live, Gonzo.
I do have my checkbook with me.
A double live record.
Maybe about 20.
Do a double live, right? Yeah.
25
maybe, yeah.
All right, and you guys are confident in all of them? You're pretty...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
That's a
good
solid number right there.
That
it's
is.
Really good.
Of course, you figure, what, 10 to 12, maybe 13 songs on an album, typically. Yeah. How many have you released on the internet as singles?
Not that digitally? Many.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Two or three.
So Home that
maybe
we already
four.
Played.
Home,
and you said Addicted, which we're going to get to. And then maybe another
Crazy.
One?
Crazy, yeah. I mean, there's a lot on YouTube, like playing live and stuff. But actually, studio recorded probably about three, maybe. Two or three.
Speaking of live, how often do you play out live?
During the summer, we play a lot. Right now, we've just kind of been so focused on rehearsing for preparing for these summer shows and bigger shows and kind of just working in the studio. So winter time, it's kind of slowed down, but definitely come summer, we'll be playing a lot more.
All right. Well, let's do some playing right now. Let's play something live. What do you guys want to do?
Yeah. Our first song is...
Crazy
for you.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Got my heart going on this road, 'cause you're out spinning up and down all around. Got me going on this journey to a land I never known, a place I never go on my own. But I kinda like the ride, 'cause you're on it, I need. Oh, sending my heart into overdrive. Oh, you got me crazy, thinking about you all day. Ooh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do, baby, because I'm crazy for you. Crazy for you. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Got my mind begging up these fates. See your life spending every chapter shared with you. Got a fire burning in me. Never thought I'd feel like this. Got me hooked on every kiss. But I really like this ride, 'cause you with me, oh, sending my heart into overdrive. Oh, you got me crazy, thinking about you all day. Ooh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do, baby, 'cause I'm crazy for you.
for you. Crazy, thinking about you all day. Ooh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do, baby, because I'm crazy for you. Ooh, you got me crazy, thinking about you all day. Ooh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do, baby, because I'm crazy. Crazy for you, oh, oh, crazy for you.
Jerrica Paliga and Joey Mirabali, getting crazy here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Jerrica, you had some very interesting stuff going on the last few months. You are in the running to open up for Bon Jovi.
I am.
You're part of this contest. And as I understand, you're pretty far up the ladder as far as the points or likes or whatever you need to do. Explain how this all works.
Yeah, I mean, we had a ton of likes. Do you remember how much it was, like, final?
3,000.
Maybe yeah, it was 4, 000, over 3,000, 4,000, definitely.
Wow.
It was a ton. And
so the contest is over. We can't vote anymore.
You can't vote anymore now. We're just kind of waiting. They haven't announced the Chicago winner yet or anything. It doesn't, likes help, but it doesn't really have to do it more based on Bon Jovi picks it himself, which is kind of cool.
Right.
So, I mean, at least to listen to me because I'm noticeable with all my likes.
Now, you've had some good luck on the internet. You won another contest and you got to play at Country Thunder.
Yes.
And that's a pretty big deal in the country music realm.
It was amazing.
Tell us about that.
I remember when we did the contest and it was like two rounds, really. And they picked 10 finalists out of all these people online, and then it was like 5 and 5 shows, and then or 5 people at each shows in the final round, which was like 4 people. So we made it to the final round. I just remember walking off stage, and I'm just like, man, I just killed it. I'm just like, I was so confident. I had such a good feeling, and it was so much fun. And the whole time, like, the backdrop was like, who will open up for Eric Church? And I'm just like, I can't believe this. And we got to... That day we got to open up for Jared Neiman, too.
Oh, I've had him on the show in the past when he was just starting out.
Yeah, I love Jared Neiman.
He's a good guy.
I got to meet him, too, after, and he was such a cool guy to talk to and everything, and he's like, who do you think's going to win? And I'm like, myself, obviously. and then they announced it, and now it's like, oh, this is incredible. I can't believe we get to open up for Eric Church. And
what was it like coming from Chesterton, Indiana, and now you're on the Country Thunder stage? I mean, there's a whole lot of people there.
I think they said there's about 30,000 people there.
What were you thinking? What were you feeling? Were the butterflies there? Were you intimidated,
honestly,
or were you just like pumped up and confident because of that?
Honestly, I was more focused on the weather. It was so hot. It was like over 100 degrees that day. Wow. I was like, I'm about to pass out. I couldn't even focus on if I was nervous or not. I was just focusing on that ruining my hair with all my sweat.
Gotta look good.
Joey was worried about his hair.
I think one of the coolest things, though, too, was that we got to play twice that day, actually. We got to play at the after party backstage.
So when you say after party, some of the major stars were there watching you play while they were tipping them back?
We didn't really know who all was watching play. There was a couple guys who came up to me after and said we're a couple bandmates of, it was Thomas Rhett, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you were so great. Everyone was drinking and stuff. And then I got to walk around, and being back there was like a whole nother world. I felt like it was just decorated so cool. And
when you could get used to, you think?
Oh, yeah. And I saw the tour buses, and I'm just like, these tour buses are incredible. I'm
Tell
like,
them how you got invited to play the after party after the concert.
Oh, is there a story behind how you got to the after party?
The after party where you saw the buses.
Oh, yeah.
In the little tent.
Yeah, it was just, we played like in the little tent there. And
backstage.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what that after party was backstage. And we played, I think, just like half hour, 45 minutes. But it was so cool. And it was... I mean, they had catering food. My brother comes up, and he just has this whole pan of catering food he just brings in there. He's like, this lady just gave it to me. And then I'm just like, it was this, you know, expensive meat. And I'm just like, must be nice. Like, I could get used to this. And just seeing all their tour buses. But playing back there was so cool. And it was.
How long were you on stage, actually, to play?
Backstage, we played for about half hour, 45 minutes. And then on stage, I think the first stage, we played about 45 minutes, I think.
Okay. That's a good selection of songs, then. You played all your original stuff, obviously.
We played every original we had. Yeah.
At that time.
At that time. And I remember thinking, I'm like, because when you rehearse it, it seems like a lot. But when you play it live, you're just like, we need more, mm-hmm. you know? But it was the coolest experience
ever. Did you have more time on the when you were playing the second show then than the first? Because you said you played on stage twice, right?
Yeah.
And then the after party.
No, sorry. It's just the first stage and then the after party.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So twice that day.
So what other accomplishments? I mean, after that, it's got to be kind of like going back to the club thing. It's got to be kind of disappointing. But what other shows have you done that might be standout shows?
We played some... Yeah, we played at the Vupla Popcorn Fest, which was that was really cool because there was a lot of people there too. A lot of people were dancing and taking pictures and stuff, mm-hmm. and that was a cool feeling. We had a lot of cool shows. We played at Vupla twice. We played in the main amphitheater there too, for Turkey Fest or Turkey Palooza, I think it was called. Something.
That one escaped me. I didn't come up on my radar there. You mentioned earlier about trying to find your voice when you first came on. And listening to you sing, I usually can hear influences. I'm not hearing you sounding like anybody else. And that's a compliment. Who inspired you? Who influenced you when you're first starting out? No matter what we do, whether it's playing guitar, writing, doing radio, we all have a mentor, so to speak, an idol that we kind of model ourselves after. That said, who was among yours?
It all goes back. I mean, it's always changing for me. I always have new influences, but my main influence starting out, was Taylor Swift. Loved how
she... See, I don't see that, other than the blonde hair and you're young.
I think it's the writing style, because, you know, I could relate to every single one of her songs. And
dates a lot, you know.
Yeah. But when, you know, when I was 14, 15 years old writing, and I could relate to... I love feeling, I'm like, this is just like my relationship. And mm-hmm. I remember loving that, so I try to do that now. I try to write songs where girls... when I started writing, could relate to.
Okay. Her as a vocalist as well as a songwriter?
Not so much as a vocalist. I don't have much of a vocalist influence, just because mm-hmm. I feel like my voice is so different than anyone's. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little Miranda Lambert, but not even much of that.
Kind of that style in a way.
Yeah, a little sassiness in you.
I like to mix everything. Like
okay.
Every genre and every country artist there is, I like mix it in there. I like a lot of Maren Morris.
Okay.
Vocally, and Kelsea Ballerini. Right now, those are my two probably influences.
All right, well, let's play another song. This one's from the studio. This is called Addicted. We'll be back with Jerrica after this.
I'm so addicted. I need you in my bloodstream. You're my only kind of high that can keep me satisfied. Like a church on a Sunday. Like whiskey on a Tuesday. So holy, Lord. So wrong, I'm addicted. I never thought I'd see the day that this love would find a way here to me. Here I am craving your slightest touch and your presence with so much. Hey, I'm so addicted, need you in my bloodstream. You're my only kind of high that can keep me satisfied. You're like a choir on a Sunday, like poker on a Tuesday. So holy, but oh, so wrong. I'm addicted, I never thought I'd see the day your poison runs through my whiskey on a Tuesday. So lonely, but oh, so wrong.
Getting addicted to that music, getting addicted to this artist, Jerrica Paliga, out of Chesterton, Indiana, and soon to be nationwide, as ZZ Top likes to say. You are doing incredibly well. Now, when did you first take this first step to the professional level? Now, you're competing online, you're winning online, you're opening for nationals, you're opening at big festivals, you might get a chance to play with Bon Jovi, you got a management company, you got some incredible musicians in your band, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But when did this big step start for you?
Honestly, when I went to Nashville, I got to hang out with the big shots there. I met a lot
of... Was that after the Country Thunder?
That was before.
Okay.
Almost about 2 years ago now, I think.
So you just took it upon yourself to take a trip to Nashville?
No, I got messaged by somebody, and then I went down there to... I actually signed with this company for that. Ended up kind of... I already got my taste of the music industry.
Okay, so it wasn't a good one.
It was not a good one. No, and kind of got screwed over by them a little bit. Got played with, and this other guy kind of took me under his wing, and I stayed down there with him for a little bit, and that's when I got to really... see the professional side of the music industry, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I came home when then I got the call from these guys, G4, and then they kind of...
G4 is your management company.
Yes, that's who I'm with right
now.
And
we have Chuck sitting here who's part of that company.
Hello.
Yes.
So, Chuck, you're actually helping to formulate her career plan, you and Gary.
We are. I play the bass guitar for Jerrica's band, but I also schedule most of the rehearsals, and Gary does a lot of the
bookings
business
and things.
And, yeah,
business end.
Right.
Okay. Now, how long has G4 been with Jerrica?
Well, since the inception, the beginning.
Okay.
So,
so after you got back from Nashville, you decided you're going to take it serious, and then you stumbled across these guys.
Right.
Okay.
I actually got a hold of Jerrica through a friend of mine at work, Gordy Lawrence. Oh, and you know Gordy mm-hmm. from the 88 Key
right.
era and so forth. And they're relatives, of course. And then he introduced her to me, and then I went and contacted her, and the rest is...
The rest is history.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Chuck's in the band. We've already met Joey Mirabali on guitar. Who else is in the band?
We have Steve Gowans, who plays...
Fiddle?
He plays fiddle, piano, and mandolin. Then we have John Horvath, who's an amazing drummer. And then, you know...
Johnny Horvath.
These two in here. And then Gary Flanagan, who is our manager, kind of...
Does he play in the band,
run
too?
Run the show. No, he's
okay.
just... Runs the show around here.
He points the fingers and says, get it done.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And Rick Tidd is also involved.
Yes, and then...
That's a name I haven't heard in a while. He's around a long time.
He's around helping with the production and sound, and he plays a little guitar, and great guy.
Well, let's talk about the recording process now. You went down to Nashville, you got a little taste of it, you came back here, you got a management company, formed a great band. Now, how are we getting these songs, Addicted and Home, that we just heard? Where are you recording, and what's the process
like? We're recording those at the Spot Studio with John Huber.
Now that's in Snyder, Indiana.
Yes.
Great facility out there.
It's a beautiful studio.
Are you doing your videos there too? Because I know you had a green screen and all that whole video thing.
That's brand new. We haven't been out there for the green screen yet. But we did record Addicted out there right behind his house. He's got some train tracks, but it's
that lends itself to country music.
Right? I know.
It's all about trains
and birds.
And birds.
Just need a couple of beers sitting there.
There you go.
But I mean, it's a beautiful studio in the middle of nowhere, but beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you're recording all the new stuff at the spot?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Is John producing, or is Chuck or Gary? Who's producing?
Both of the hands, mm-hmm. Gary and John Huber are both at the helm, and so is Rick Tidd, actually.
Okay.
Has a lot to do with the production, pre-production work.
All right. Now, you've got these two songs recorded that you're already playing, that we played here, and you've got a few more that are getting ready to go onto YouTube. Do you do, how many songs do you have in a can, I guess I'm asking, that you've already done?
It's probably close to 20, 25.
That are done, mixed, the
well,
whole bit?
Not mixed, but written.
Okay.
You know,
written, recorded?
Written songs, you know.
Okay.
With all the parts in it. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's there. I think now it's the time-consuming part where you have to spend countless of hours mixing everything together and then going back again and redoing that again because it's never right. So it's a lot of work on the post end now.
Okay. You want to play another song?
Yeah.
Let's do something live. Is this another new one?
This is a brand new and our newest song. We named it Magic just because I never really came up with a name for it. And when I was writing the song, I said I really just wanted something with the magical feel. And we just ended up keep calling it Magic. So it's called Magic now.
It's not about an old boyfriend that was a magician or anything.
No, this one is actually kind of about just like if like anyone who's doubting themselves, just like you're beautiful, like don't listen to what the TV says or anyone says.
So it
like,
kind of goes back to your theory of like with believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of step up, look in the mirror and say, I'm okay. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and that's why this song is cool. This one's definitely one of my favorites since the first time we'll be playing this live.
All right. This is it. You're hearing it for the first time ever right here on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges and my guest, Jerrica Paliga.
This ain't a fairy tale, this ain't a dream come true. Don't reach for the stars, cause they might fall through. At least that's what they say, but I have a different plan. I know who I am, and I'm gonna march to the beat of my drum. And this is lovely. And you are worthy, and I'm so lucky to be me. And you are beautiful and so incredible. So don't compare yourself at all. Don't hide behind your scars. The mirror is full of lies. Just be who you are, cause no one can be you but you. It's all on the TV screen, who they want me to be. So I'm gonna take off my mask and dance around it. And this is lovely. And you where I'll make a stand if I fall from my wonderland. so incredible. So don't compare yourself at all. And you are beautiful and so incredible. So don't compare yourself at all.
Magical. That is Jerrica Paliga and an original song there. Tell us, you said that's the newest one. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yes, that's the brand newest. I really like that one, and especially you should hear it recorded. It sounds amazing just because it's got a really pretty piano behind it and really good. I don't know, everything just came together perfectly in that song. And
tell me a little about your songwriting process. Going back to, you had mentioned in high school, you wrote your first song, Beautiful. How have things changed for you as far as evolving as a songwriter?
Tremendously. I remember first starting, I was like, I struggled with what am I exactly writing about? I have so much to say. I don't know how to write it all down and form it into a song and make it good where people want to hear it. And I listened to so many different songs from different artists and kind of figure out a process in doing it, and then I kind of just figured out my own way of doing it, because it all comes at me differently. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting or working or doing something and this melody comes in my head and I gotta hurry up and write that down or record it on my phone or something, or I'll just sit down and I'll be like, I really want to write a song about this, which is what I did with that song.
Does it usually come with melody first? Do you think of a line of a lyric? I mean, is there any rhyme or reason as to how you write?
No, I mean, sometimes people will just like say a word and that word, I'm just like, that would be a good song. Like, 1 second, let me write that down.
Mm.
And it's all different, really, which is kind of the cool thing.
You said that last song, there's nothing about magic in it, but you said you wanted a magical song. And hence we get a song named Magic.
That song kind of came from, like, being a musician. So many people tell you, like, do you know how hard the industry is to make it and all this stuff? And everyone's like, you should find another job or go to school or something.
Get a real job, girl.
Yeah, you know. And
I say the same thing about radio.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're always doubting you.
I know.
And it's like,
always
quit it. It's like, you know, just, like, believe, like, in me. Like, and I'm going to, like, in this song, it's like, don't listen to anyone, kind of, like, you are good, like, you're good enough, you know?
What's your family think of your career choice? What do your parents
think? They are so supportive of me. It's crazy, and my parents are incredible. I love them so much, and they push me towards this. Like, every time I'm, like, doubting myself, they're just, like, they get me through everything. They're the most supportive people I know.
Now, are you from a musical family? I mean,
yeah, I am, actually.
Is it in the genes for you in a way, or?
My uncle was part of a band called Berlin.
Wait, Berlin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we've had them on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my uncle is part of that founding band.
Yeah, that's a big group.
Robert Bates.
We had Terry Nunn on here a few times. In fact, Terry's cousin is a dear friend of mine, too. So it's, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
I love Berlin. Did a lot of work with them back in the day. So he's in the band.
Well, he was.
He was. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom thinks she can sing, but we both know she can't. Sorry, Mom.
Hope Mom's not listening.
No, but my dad's a great drummer, and I do have a lot of musical background. But mostly that.
All right. Well, you went from writing on your own, and now you're writing with Nick, Joey. I keep wanting to call him Nick. Joey, what's it like to collaborate with someone?
It's good. I mean, we have a good thing going on just because I come in with these songs that are, they're basically finished, really, like, lyrically, but he kind of helps me put the music together and kind of say, like, well, maybe we should put this here instead or cut out this part, which is nice because we'll have writing sessions and we'll write two or three songs in a session just because, you know, it's not coming in. It's kind of like, what should we write about today? It's like, I have this song, like, Joey, I need your help putting all this together to make it final. So I think what we got's going on.
Yeah, she's always the spark. You know, I let her spark and then I just sit there and watch her do what she's going to do. And then I'll see something or hear something. Keep doing that. Or she'll have a little chord progression of something, and we'll just start adding to the chord progression or get a bridge in there, start piecing it together with other ideas.
What's nice is I come in with these basic three or four guitar chords like any other song.
She always has the seed. It's always her seed idea, and then I help her cultivate it a little bit.
He puts the guitar together very well, too, especially when I come up with the most basic chords in the world.
We can follow you online at the G4MusicGroup.com.
Yes.
And you are one of the artists on there, and there's a whole bunch of stuff, a bunch of press clippings and all sorts of things that you've accomplished so far. Ellen Entertainer did a piece on you, and you've been in several different publications.
Yeah, it's always so exciting.
A lot of different radio shows, and right now, you have experienced a little taste of things. What is your expectations at this point? You've got a little taste. What's the expectations?
Honestly, I don't really have expectations, just because I know, like, anything could happen. You know, and I feel like when you expect something, it just makes everything else worse, because if it's not what happened, I mean, I could be expecting, you know, to win Grammys, you know, and it's like I could.
Or win an opening slot for Bon Jovi. I mean, you could expect that.
I just love music so much, and as long as I get to keep doing this and to make a living off it, that's kind of what I overall expect.
So to
really
be a working musician.
Yeah.
And if anything more than that comes, that's just a bonus.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not going to I guess I am kind of hoping. I'm hoping for it, you know,
of course.
I'm not going to, I don't know, I have a realistic side too, but this is what I'm going to keep doing because I love music so much. And as long as I get to keep doing this, no matter, I'm just going to go with the flow. I've always been someone who just goes with the flow.
What's the next couple gigs coming up? You got anything in the books right now where people might be able to come and see you?
Not really that I can think of right now. Okay. We're just busy recording.
So any dates would be on the G4MusicGroup.com. Yes.
Or, yeah, that or all of our Facebook. We do a lot of social media networking on Facebook.
Do you do the Twitter and the other stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over Twitter and Instagram.
See, I don't do Instagram. I don't quite wrap my head around some of that yet.
My tweets and Instagram is really all about my dog, though.
Okay. Your dog or herself.
What?
It's important stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. He's my child.
What's your dog's name?
Baby. Oliver.
Oliver. I hope you're listening, Oliver. That's mommy's voice.
But Facebook is kind of the more music-focused area.
All right. Definitely. Want to play another song?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to play?
This one's called Keeping this one simple. Everyone needs that song that you kind of just don't really need to think. So you just kind of slap your foot to it. You can listen to it in a bar or anywhere. I'm like, everyone needs that song.
One of those infectious songs that just plant themselves in your brain.
But get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
So that's this song. It definitely gets stuck in your head.
All right, we're going to do it now. This is Jerrica Paliga and Joey Mirabali.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I won't let yours get to me. Oh no, 'cause I'm better than you treat me in that blue pretty town to make someone else feel ugly. But don't worry, I see. If your world is crashing and you need a little distraction, just call on me and I'll be right here. We'll sing together like blowing out all of my candles. Won't make you shine any brighter. So come on and take it higher. Show them you're a fighter on the inside. Don't worry, it's your story I see. If your world is crashing and you need a little distraction, just call on me and I'll be right here. We'll sing together like oh, 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 oh. And it's alright, it's okay. You can't bother me anyway. Oh, 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 oh. And it's alright, it's okay. You can't bother me anyway. Oh, 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 oh. If your world is crashing and you need a little distraction, just call on me and I'll be right here. We'll sing together like oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. We'll sing together like oh, 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 oh. We'll sing together like. We'll sing together like.
All right.
Woo!
What's the name of that one?
Uh-oh.
It's Jerica Paliga. We've got Joey Mirabali on guitar. You guys co-wrote that together? Is that one of the many collaborations?
That was one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Again, say that, Dan?
That was great.
That was a good song. It is one of those that kind of plants themselves in your brain.
If I wasn't sitting down or had to be sitting down, I'd be dancing right now.
In your cowboy boots.
In my cowboy boots.
Because we are doing country tonight here on Lakeshore. And it's Hoosier Born Country. Now, you had talked about going to Nashville before all of this big hoopla started. Now, you went back recently again?
I always visit Nashville. Okay.
Do you kind of get inspiration from going down there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like drinking from the well?
Yes, I love going to Nashville, and it's such a musically, I don't know, inclined city. You know, everything's just music, 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 and there's every city is, or every street name is like Music Row or, you know, Music Street. It's every, and that's what I love about it, and it's all country music. It's all singer-songwriters. Everyone's just kind of in the same shoes as you. They know what you're going through, and you talk to someone, it's like, oh, you write songs too, which is kind of nice about being here because you take a step back and I stand out more here than I do in Nashville. But I mean, when I was in Nashville, I was mostly just working in the studio, so I didn't get to really sing much in bars and stuff like that.
They have a lot of open mics and stuff down there from
they
what
have
I understand.
A ton, yeah.
Of course, Tootsie's, everybody knows about Tootsie's.
Yeah, everyone knows
did you
about
go to Tootsie's?
I did. I did. I think when I went, I wasn't 21 yet, but okay. I knew the bartender.
That always helps.
Yeah, so it's, but I mean, I love Nashville, and every time I go back, I want to write a million songs about it.
I had a girl that was in here from Hawaii, actually. Remember Miss Megan Owens? Are you with me then, Dan? That was a long time ago.
I can't recall.
She was talking about going down to Nashville, and she was a great singer, very Patsy Cline-ish, and played at Ernest Tubbs Record Store. Uh-huh. They had an open mic night on the stage. Did you get a chance to go there?
I don't think I did.
It's a record store with his actual stage in the back, and his tour bus is in the record store.
Wow.
And it's kind of built around it, and it's a Nashville staple.
That's cool.
But I think it's still there. It's been a few years since I've been to Nashville, but that would be a very cool place to film a video. Just saying.
Yeah.
You may want to talk to Gary and Chuck about that and say, you know, pony up for a bus trip. Let's load the Greyhound and go down there to Ernest Tubbs and do his thing. But what have we not covered that you'd like to let people know about? We've got about 5 minutes left, and we can do another song if you want. Do you have another song you want to do?
I'd like to know, do you guys play Chicago ever?
I think that's something we're working on in the books, too. We played there mostly for the contest this last summer, but last summer was kind of where, I don't know, we're now that we have a lot more songs,
you're going to start hitting the tour scene?
Yes, we're really going to start going hard on stuff. I know Chuck and everyone, they're working on a lot of gigs and stuff.
Cool.
So we should be up in Chicago.
Might be able to get him in over at the Lake County Fair for the Lakeshore Public Radio Tent.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
We're going to have some free entertainment in the tent this year again.
And radio.
And we're going to be doing live broadcasts.
Yeah.
That's something we could do. We could have Jerrica come to the tent.
That'd be fun.
We can broadcast some stuff through the soundboard and kind of do a concert with the full band.
I like that.
We're going to have to talk about that. I think that would be fun.
There we go.
Play the fair.
Yes, I've always wanted to play the fair.
And we'll even throw in an elephant ear for you, just because that's how we roll.
I love elephant ears.
Joey, you look like you're thinking about something.
I'm thinking if we could play another song.
Oh. Well, we've got 5 minutes exactly.
Should we play
another time around?
Sure. This is a song Joey wrote.
Okay.
This one was all Joey.
All right. Here we go.
It's another time around.
Haven't been around for a while. Talking about the things you need to do. Out there and you looking for some answers. Out there and you looking for some truth. Run around the town and turn a stone too. If you turn your back again, I'm always here for you. You haven't been around for a while. Talking about the things you need to do. Stepping some mistakes. Sometimes it's what it takes. Get right another time around. Get right another time around. Picking up the pieces from the first time. Talking about those things you need to do. You're out there and you're looking for second chances. You're out there and it's looking up for you. You can run around the town, you can turn a stone or two. If you turn your back again, I'm always here for you. You haven't been around for a while. Talking about the things you need to do. Stepping some mistakes. Sometimes it's what it takes. Get right another time around. Haven't been around for a while. Talking about those things you need to do. Stepping some mistakes. Sometimes it's what it takes. Right another time around. You haven't been around for a while. Talking about those things you need to do. Stepping some mistakes. Sometimes it's what it takes. Get right another time around. Get right another time around. Get right another time around.
Yeah! Jerrica Baliga and Joey Mirabali, and we had some folks chiming in on the Facebook feed that said, yeah, we want to see him at the Lake County Fair. So I guess we're going to have to make that happen.
All right.
Dan, you're responsible for the elephant ears.
I can get the elephant ears, and I'm glad the folks have spoken. That's great.
We've gotten a lot of great comments on tonight's show on the Facebook feed. In fact, I had a little thing come up. This is still new to me, this technology.
You're learning fast, Tom.
And it actually said, it's like, congratulations, this is the most watched live video you've done yet.
Oh, good. So, good job, Jerrica.
We've done concerts. We've done all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, you're hitting home with some of these
making
folks.
Records, breaking them here.
G4MusicGroup.com. You can find out more about Jerrica and the band to find out where they're playing. And we've got exactly 45 seconds left. So is there any farewells or hellos or shout-outs to anybody you want to do?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me. This is awesome, and it was great. I'm so happy.
If we do the fair, we're going to have to do some more live stuff from the fair.
Yeah, for sure.
You up for that? All right. Yes. You've been listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. Tomorrow, that's right, tomorrow, I'll be back for a special show with the legendary Elvin Bishop live on the air with us. So join us, and thanks for tuning in to NPR and Public Radio.